Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.
What's going on, brothers? Welcome back to Renegades, Men of Faith and Fortitude. I'm your host, as always, Preacher Joe. So today, we're throwing down the Superman cape. We're all told that we have to wear it, you know what I mean? That lie that we've got to be invincible, bulletproof, and keep our heads high no matter how much chaos is coming at us. Guess what? That's total BS. Today, we're going to be talking about something real. We're going to be smashing the idea that you got to handle everything on your own to be strong. I'm bringing you some raw personal stories and scripture that's going to show you what real strength looks like. And spoiler alert, it ain't in trying to do it all by yourself. It's in trusting God. It's in letting go. So if you're ready to stop pretending like you've got it all together and find out what real strength feels like, hang tight, folks, because this episode is going to hit you where it matters. So look, every guy out here is told that being a Superman is the goal, right? You got to be strong, be in control. Don't ever let them see you sweat, right? But you know what? That's all a load of crap. Wearing that cape every damn day will wear you down to the bone. And you know it. You know it because you felt it. We've been sold this lie that real men don't show weakness or stumble. We're supposed to be on top of everything, right? But let's get real. We all stumble from time to time. None of us can handle everything alone. And that's just the truth, right? But why do we keep trying to fake it? You heard that saying, fake it till you make it, right? That's bullshit. See, the common misconceptions about strength and control, right? A lot of us think strength means being jacked, you know, being the dude that never cracks and acting like we've got it all figured out. But real strength, it's being honest. And honest with yourself, honest with God, and honest with the people around you. Trying to control everything is not power. The more you try to control, the more things slip through your fingers, right? That's just facts. You know, it's time to shed the facade, man. This Superman stuff needs to go out the window. Keeping up that Superman act comes at a cost. You start running on empty, you feel alone, and worst of all, you're spiritually drained. You cut yourself off from real connections, from people who actually give a damn about you. And most importantly, you cut yourself off from God. You hold on to control so tight that you block the real growth that's meant for you. Now let me be clear. Surrender does not mean you're giving up, folks. It's not about rolling over and letting life take you out. Nah, it's live to fight another day. Surrender when it comes to faith means letting go of this delusion that you're in control and trusting something bigger, trusting the Almighty Himself. Surrender means that you step aside. You let God take control. You let Him take the lead and trust that He's got you. And that takes guts, man. Now, here you go. See, there was a time in my life when I thought I had to be everything to everyone. Man, I was breaking my back trying to handle it all, right? Until one day I hit that wall flat, face first, planted right there. And I was sitting there alone, feeling like I had nothing left. And I remember saying, God, I can't do this anymore. Or it was that simple. In that very moment, everything changed, right? I felt His peace that hit me like a ton of bricks, man. And I realized I didn't have to do it alone. Man, my shoulders, I felt like a weight lifted off of me. I felt like a new man. You know, like I was 21 all over again. 2 Corinthians 12:9. See, this scripture is the game changer, right? It says, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. That's right. That's right. That right there tells you what you need to know, right? You know, you want to be strong? You've got to surrender. You've got to let God fill those gaps. Trusting God, we got to get a new perspective on this life thing, right? Now, we need to challenge with the conventional view of strength, right? We've all been trained to think strength is about having control, about being the guy who never flinches. But let me ask you this. What if true strength is about trust, about being willing to say, God, I trust you more than I trust myself? It's time to flip that script, bro. It's time to flip that script on what it means to be strong. Real strength, that's trusting God with the stuff that you can't fix yourself. Now, I'm going to be straight with you. Right? There was a time in my life I hit a career wall. I didn't know which way was up, and my instinct was to fight back, to take control of the situation, and to force it to work out. But you know what? Instead of fighting, I threw up my hands, and I trusted God to handle it. What looked like loss turned into something bigger, bigger than I could have ever imagined. I found my way back to my purpose, but only because I trusted Him. Now, it's time to break down that pride, people, all right? We're going to talk about pride for a minute. That's a sneaky son of a bitch, right? Pride makes you think that you've got to handle everything alone. That asking for help means that you're weak, that you're incapable. But here's the truth, folks. Pride is keeping you from the life that you're supposed to have. It is what's keeping you stuck in this loop of trying to control everything and failing at everything. If you want to grow, if you want real freedom, you've got to let that pride go. Look, pride got Lucifer kicked out of heaven, man. You know what I mean? So let's look at King David for a minute. Homeboy was perfect, right? Not by a long shot. But what made him strong was that he did not let pride run his life. When he screwed up quite a bit. He went to God. He dropped his pride and asked for help. He dropped to his knees. And you know what? And that's where his real power came from, right? He surrendered to God. Here's the deal. You want to start this journey? You got to look at your life and be real about the areas that you're holding on to. Is it your job? Maybe it's your relationships. Maybe it's your image. Where are you white-knuckling things that you need to let go of? You know what? Here's a couple tips for you. Start simple. Every day, just take a minute to hand it over to God. When you feel yourself trying to control the outcome, pause, step back, take a deep breath, remind yourself that God's got this. If God be for me, who could be against me? Even if it's not going how you plan, right? Those little moments of surrender, they add up, man. And don't get it twisted. Letting go is not about losing. It's about finding true freedom. You hear me? We're going to stumble. Everyone does. But every small step towards surrender is progress. You're not alone. God's walking with you every step of the way. All right, brothers, we went deep today. We tore down that Superman myth, and we found out that real strength is in letting go. It's trusting God. Control doesn't make you strong, folks. Trust does. That's the kind of strength that'll change your life forever. You know what I mean? So stop holding on. Trust God to take the lead. I promise you, folks, it'll set you free. If you got a story about how you let go, I want to hear it, man. You might just help another brother with your experience. Make comments. Comment down below. Until next time, keep believing, keep striving, and keep living a life full of faith and fortitude. Semper Fi, and God bless.